We've written away to Coffee and Waters requesting a meeting with them to try to get some reassurance that that local employment will be sought, and especially not just the token few that a company comes into Donegal and starts works in Glenties and in Low, and the employees, like I said, just the token few. We want employment in the area. There's a very skilled workforce here. As we see ourselves on a daily basis, I saw a report this morning that over 280 odd people leave this shores every day. So even if it is for a short period of time, it keeps employment here and also wages is kept here. Granted, there'll be some income for the local economy from it, from bed and breakfast to shopping and eating, but it would be better if local people were employed and where then wages would be spent daily here.
But Coffee Water will be looking for the best value for money, the best workers, and they may not be available locally.
Well, I think it will be, because I've been fairly inundated with young and middle-aged people looking for employment. Even I had there the other day, I had somebody on the phone to me from England who'd be willing to come home for a couple of months to get employment here. Certainly, yes, they will be looking for value of money, and I suppose at the end of the day, that's the game of big companies, is to make money at any cost. But I suppose at the end of the day, it's the worker that makes the money for the company. So what I would be saying is for Coffee and Waters to come and meet us and try to give us some guarantees that local employment will be sought, and not, like I said, not just a token few.
It's well known that hundreds have emigrated in West Donegal. You've mentioned there that some people would be prepared to come home if the work was available. Do you feel if people could get jobs with Coffee Water, then they would return home?
Well, like I said, I had somebody on to me there about willing to return home for the couple of months. The vast majority of people do not want to be away in foreign lands in England, Australia or Canada. This is forced immigration. People would rather be at home. They know that the economic times are bad at home, and they prefer to invest in their own community. But unfortunately, with the greed of bankers and politicians, they were forced to leave. So I believe that if there was a sustainable employment within our communities, that people would start to return home.